Distorted View Daily proudly presents Angry Jews on Public Access.
Come to Judaism, the series, there, viewers. How dare anyone meet with the Antichrist, this Pope? He is the Antichrist. His name is Ratzinger. R-A-T are the first initials. Ratzinger, R-A-T. That's his name before he changed it to Benedictine. Benedictus. Fui! The crook, this anti-Semitic pope, Yamach Shamam. Shame on you and your pulpit. Rabbits, not rabbis, rabbits. So you need to do your thing. It is your responsibility. It will be your accountability. When you reach 120, let them pay her. Let them drop dead.
Freaks, it's Friday, March 20th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, fart suspension, plus don't whip your tits out for the popo, and air drying your balls for the whole world to see. Glorious. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. You've somehow stumbled upon Distorted View. Thank you so much for checking out the show. We're ending the week with the big Friday program, and, to kick things off, we've talked about the sexual habits of men behind bars before.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass with jelly, which they call toss the salad.
Now, some guys prefer syrup. He likes jelly, though. It's a personal preference thing. Anyways, I've got another clip here of what sex is like in jail. It isn't pretty. This is from a MSNBC special. Let's take a listen.
But when Lockup visited Kentucky State Penitentiary, we met Fleece Johnson, a longtime inmate who practices a very different kind of homosexuality.
But we have sexual desires, right? So you got a bunch of men locked up. At one place, all of them get hard, all of them's horny, all of them got sexual desires. So what are they going to do? You won't let them have a woman. They going to have each other. Somebody's going to have to give us some booty. And it's just as simple.
The most memorable story that Fleece told us was about the place and importance that booty has in a maximum security penitentiary.
Of course, that's the closest thing to a pussy hole these guys are ever going to get.
And he went on about it and on about it.
In his prison, booty was more important than food. Booty, a man's butt. It was more important. I'm serious. It was more booty, having some booty. More important than drinking water, man. I like booty.
Johnson went on to tell our crew how he used to satisfy his sexual desires.
I bet you it involves booty.
Especially during the 1970s and 80s, when he was most active and prison security was more lax.
When I see one, and he looks good to me, when I go see him, I say, you come here. I said, I'm telling you what.
For any of you gays out there who are looking for dating tips, here you go.
Say, you come here.
You come here. I like your booty. I want your booty. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Tell you what. I like you, and I want you. And we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
See?
So the choice is yours, right?
I bet you even the easy way isn't really easy, if you're the bottom, that is.
We can do it the easy way or the hard way. So the choice is yours, right?
Really not a choice.
And it was always yes.
Johnson also had a warning for the new generation of inmates. They might be asking for trouble from old-timers.
You know, they got this thing where they sag their pants.
Oh, yes. Black guys, I see that a lot. They love to... White guys do it, too. They like to sag their pants.
You know, they got this...
Their boxers are showing or their ass crack or whatever. You gonna get raped.
You know, they got this thing where they sag their pants past their butt.
Tell it like it is, Fleece.
It's a style. They call it some sort of gangster style. You know, it's sexy to us, right? And see, but they weren't prepared for this, right? So you sag your pants in her, man, somebody be up in your butt.
Words to live by. If you sag your pants, someone's gonna be up in your butt.
You know, and it's just that simple.
Johnson even let the lockup crew know that when he was in his prime, they wouldn't be safe from his advances either.
If y'all had been in here back then in them days, and as much as I like booty, I probably felt one of y'all butts as y'all was walking past me.
Guy's an ass freak.
And dares you to say so. I'm not no shame in my game. This is nothing that I'm ashamed to admit. I am what I am. I'm a warrior, too, you know, so let that be known.
The
I'm a warrior.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much, Fleece. That was very enlightening. Moving on, I've got a news bloopy for you. This is great. Take a listen. Now, he doesn't screw up what he's saying. It's how he says it.
A fire crashed, leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying...
Like, you know there's some problems, like, right there.
Three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people.
They say a rental truck.
People lost control.
I think someone's going to get the case of the giggles.
Crossed the median and collided head on with a semi truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several.
Both trucks burst into flames.
Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. The two.
And he's lost it.
Excuse me. The two people in the room. The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi. This is a sad story, excuse me, were killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Well, good luck finding a new job. Yesterday, Corey sent me an audio file of, you know, some song parody of Chris Brown called Beat Down or something like that, which was funny, but we really want to hear Corey's take on domestic abuse. And today, he finally delivers. Here is Do You Really Want to Beat Me? Take a listen.
Pizza. Do you really want to make me cry?
No!
Precious kisses, what's that fun mean?
That's what hurt! That's what hurt!
Pizza is a classic food, folks.
Look what you did!
What?
You spilled.
I'm sorry, it's just a little bit.
Beyond.
Here you go again. Sorry.
What can I do?
Absolutely nothing!
You can't do anything because you can't do anything right!
Shut up!
You probably deserved it.
Do you really want to have
me? I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Do you really want to make me cry?
I feel your pain!
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Just makes me want to punch him. Punch him in their cunt.
Fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
Do you think it's good to slap a woman?
I think it's absolutely right.
Oh, hi, honey. Welcome home. I thought maybe we could just go out to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for that, huh? Certainly not going to be you on your part-time cashier salary. Or, now suck my dick.
Contrary to our preconceptions, most women are very happy. Now, if only we weren't so clumsy.
You burnt the food again, you idiot! Now what am I gonna eat?
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch. I'll bring a little coffee. How do you like this?
Do you really want to
make me? Never quit me, you fucking people!
Do you really want to make me?
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her.
Bam! Great stuff, as always, from Corey. Just a couple other random things before we get into the news. Did you see Stephen Colbert on the Today Show? I guess this would be classified as a news bloopy.
Well, we are thrilled to have you, Stephen Colbert.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
Oh, you're staying right here?
Yep.
Okay. Monsters and Aliens opens nationwide on March 27th. Up next. Oh, do you Twitter? Tweet?
I have twatted.
Oh, my gosh. So have I. Okay, we're going to check out.
What? Meredith? What?
We're going to check out the latest computer craze right after this. Oh, my God.
Meredith. Oh, my God. I twat too. And finally today, Alan sent me a great real Yahoo Answers question. This was posted like 3 months ago. The headline is, "Retarded child beating my cat with a stick." Not really a question, it's just a statement. "My one-year-old tabby cat is being constantly chased and beat with a stick by a retarded kid that lives down the street. The cat really likes him and will go to him even after being beat. The kid really thinks he's just playing with the kitty, so I don't want to hurt his feelings. He sounds so happy when he plays with my cat, but I'm afraid that my cat may be having psychological problems. My cat will no longer use the litter box and has a strange meow." Probably in pain, agony. "He also walks into walls and falls downstairs. The retarded kid has turned your cat retarded. Can you help? It's contagious! I knew it! Can you help me with a nice way to tell the child he can't hit my cat?" My favorite answer is from Bob K, who responds, "Try hitting the retard with a stick and see how he likes it. That should make him stop, and it should be fun, too." That's a DV listener right there. Ding! I'll be reading some more listener-submitted Sabotage Yahoo Answers next week, so if you're bored this weekend, you know, come up with a stupid or offensive or bizarre question, post it up on Yahoo Answers, and then email me the link or respond to other people's questions with your own recoculousness, and I'll read them on the program next week. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow and you like the program, please sign up. It really helps. Support the show, and more importantly, you support me, because if you're new to the show and don't know this, I do this for a living. This is my only job, and I rely solely on these memberships. That's what keeps me up at night. Blood pressure's through the goddamn roof. No, I'm okay. But yeah, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month. I really do try to give you your money's worth. Every week we do bonus episodes, video casts, exclusive shows. This weekend I've got a bonus episode for you. And of course you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Oh, you know, yesterday on the show I mentioned that July for Kings thing, that contest where you can win $50,000 for your dream project. This pisses me off. You know what the number one idea is right now? Someone, and this is why you should really vote for July for Kings. The number one idea right now with 670 votes is, "I would like to photograph children with type 1 diabetes doing two things. Testing their blood sugar and doing their favorite thing." What sort of bullshit project is that? You don't need $50,000 for that. Now, I could understand if you were like, "I want to video kids going into, like, diabetic shocks or sugar fits or something." That would be funny, and I could get behind that. I'd say, "Sorry, July for Kings, I can't support you on this one. I'm throwing my weight behind the videotaping diabetic comas project."
Diabetes, 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 diabetes testing supplies.
Stupid diabetic children. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yep, it most certainly is. An eighth grader at the Bill Duncan Excel Center, which I guess is a school in South Lakeland, has been suspended from riding the school bus for 3 days after being accused of passing gas. Quote, "Jonathan passes gas on the bus to make the other children laugh, and it is so stinky that you can't breathe after he does it," said the bus driver, as he wrote on a misbehavior form. Locke said he wasn't the culprit, though. It wasn't my ass, I swear! It wasn't even me, Locke said. It was a kid who sits in front of me. Jesus Christ, this news story is at least twice as long as the typical Distorted View news story. And it's just about a kid who farted on the bus. That's it. It should be two paragraphs. That's it. All right. There's no rule against disturbing the bus, said Jerome Corbett, Senior Director of Specialized Services for the Polk County School District. If the flatulence becomes excessive, then Corbett said the bus driver has a responsibility to report it to the school administrator. Trouble for Locke started Monday afternoon after school when a student sitting next to him started making noises with his mouth. Then, student smelled a pungent aroma. I started laughing, Locke said. It was a bad smell. On Tuesday, when Locke walked onto the bus driver handed him the suspension form. Locke said he chuckled. I asked, what is this for? The bus driver ordered Locke off the bus. Locke exited the bus, then called his father for a ride home. The last-minute notification that his son had been suspended for 3 days irked Locke's father, also named Jonathan. I had no notice about anything. It's costing me time at work. This is pretty fucking ridiculous. Kids fart. It's what they do. And then others laugh at them. The older Locke said the whole situation seemed petty. You're not going to stop a kid from laughing if it's about passing gas. That's absolutely right. You know why? Because it's funny. Otherwise, we wouldn't have iPhone apps like The Fartmaster and iFart and Pull My Finger. Congratulations, you just bought a $600 whoopee cushion. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from California. An Arbuckle man is facing criminal charges after authorities say he followed a midweek routine of exposing himself while his wife wasn't home. County Sheriff's deputies arrested Andrew Sweet, 31, at 12:30 p.m. Wednesday on suspicion of four counts of willfully and lewdly exposing himself. Sweet allegedly was exposing himself from the window of his home on Wednesdays for the past month or so. One of Sweet's neighbors called the police, offended and concerned that a child might see the display. Investigators say Sweet picked Wednesdays for the alleged act because he had the house to himself. His spouse made a statement that she was gone every Wednesday. That could be the reason. Sweet was... What did he do? Like, press his cock up against the window facing the street? It's his Wednesday routine. Sweet was booked in the county jail on Wednesday and posted bail the same day. The sheriff's department used grant money directed to sexual assault felony enforcement to pay for a deputy stakeout at the home. Really? You're using sexual assault felony enforcement money to make sure some dude's cock can't be seen through the window? Sure, rape victims are okay with that. He said he was gonna come back and rape me again tonight. Can you send an officer over just in case? I'm sorry. All of our men are on cock watch tonight. Give the dude a break. Wednesday is the only time he has to himself. He just wants to air out his penis. Dry off those sweaty balls. I see nothing wrong with that. All right, and finally today, the last story we have for you. It's kind of a slow news day, can you tell? This one also comes from our most fucked up state.
Florida.
Our most fucked up state.
What the fuck was that? We've never played that one on the show.
Florida.
All right, this is a very short news story. I can't believe I spent like 4 minutes talking about some kid who, you know, farted on a bus, and then this story, which is actually entertaining, there's only like two paragraphs to it. Francina Walker was arrested at Dale Marbury Road in Inner Bay after she waved down an officer, whipped out her tits, and offered to commit a sex act for $20.
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
I have no doubt in my mind that $20 would then be used for crack. She was arrested and found to be in possession of a knife concealed in her purse and a small Phillips head screwdriver concealed in her bra. Why? Who the fuck knows? You never question the motives of a crackhead. It'll drive you insane. It's a very tortured logic scenario. She had a screwdriver in her bra. I don't know why she wouldn't just keep that in her purse. After being placed inside a police cruiser, she kicked out the rear passenger door window. Of course she did. Walker's being held at Hillsborough County Jail. there you go. Short and sweet. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim. This is the straight men who love cock community. We'd like to welcome you to our community, but you have to promise that whenever you're sucking cock, you have to think to yourself, I'm straight. I'm straight. I'm straight.
That's not how I roll, because when I suck cock, I'm thinking about my performance, and I'm like in the mode, and I'm thinking about my next move, because it's all about the craft, you know? I'm really a method cock sucker. Took a bunch of workshops with Kevin Spacey, and I learned so much. All right, next up here.
Oh, Timmy, I am so excited now that people are sending you recordings of their dumps. What I'm going to do, I'm going to top them. I'm going to go through the Bristol stool chart and give you one of each of the seven types.
Oh, that would be good for listeners who may not know the sounds that are associated with each Bristol stool chart number.
Because I have about one of the seven types every week.
Oh.
So just stay tuned,
I mean,
man.
We can see the chart and we can see what each shit looks like. Like number seven is just a puddle of diarrhea. Number one are just little balls of goober-like turds. But we don't really know the sounds. That's a bit more tricky, so that will be really helpful. Thank you very much.
Jim, how's it going, man? Yo, this is DC from out in Minnesota. I am listening to the Thursday 19th, March 19th, about the asexuals. I'm going to tell you right now, man, honestly, that's just a bunch of bullshit. You was right when you called, when they were talking about 19% of women that aren't married exhibit asexual tendencies. That's just some frigid bitch attention-grabbing, look-at-me-I-want-to-be-special vegan fucking
yes.
Salary-munching, hairy-ass yeah. bitches that don't want to put forth the effort. You're right, man. That's some bullshit. It's just all...
they don't want to put forth the effort.
That's some bullshit. It's just all the attention. That's all they want, man.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
You might be right. Mm. You know, like, people always just want to be different. You know what I mean? I bet half the people that are, like, vegetarian just do it to, you know, so they can say that they're vegetarian and be part of their little exclusive club and shit.
Tanae Jagu.
Same thing with the asexuals. I kind of agree.
Tanae Jagu. Yeah, I don't know if you know, but there is a Halo sex scene in one of the books.
There's a what? In what?
There is a Halo sex scene,
Halo?
Scene in one of the books. It's read by the narrator. It's kind of short. It's kind of stupid.
Halo is in the video game?
Yeah. If you want, I can send it to you. I don't know if your email at showitdistortedview.com is working again, but...
Yeah,
if it is.
It always... showitdistortedview.com works.
Because I've been trying to send you shit, but you don't get it.
Oh, I probably get it. I just don't respond to it.
If you want, let me know. If you want to, I will send it in.
Yeah, I mean, send it to show@distortedview.com or tim@distortedview.com. That's fine. I'm not entirely sure what you said. I think you maybe said Halo. Maybe there's some, like, Halo novels or something. I don't know. He sounds like one of those computer nerds that we featured yesterday. Lol, ruffle. Okay. No, I'm sure you're not that bad.
Hello, Mr. Henson. This is Dr. Spisson from down at the Medical Center. It's my unfortunate role to tell you that the blood tests are back for HIV positive. Because you volunteered to share information on your medical form, I also need to tell you that your friend from Cockeyed Dicks is also HIV positive.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry.
You know, in hindsight, giving the free clinic the Distorted View voicemail line as my contact number was probably a mistake. I should have gave them my home phone number. I don't know why I did that. Also, another note, if you're at Cockeyed Dicks, avoid the glory holes. Apparently, a lot of dirty AIDS people sticking their dick through that hole. I love the chicken wings over there at Cockeyed Dicks, though. That's why I go, not for the gay shit. Excuse me, I mean... Cockeyed... Dick! Alright. I'm losing control of the show here. Let's move on.
Guten Morgen, Mr. Henson. This is the German community, yeah. We were just wondering if
you... This is the AIDS clinic over there in Germany. I think I took a test over there, too.
Would you like to join us?
Alright, enough with the communities calling
Hello, in. Tim, this is the Dead Bunny here, and I just gotta say,
fuck you for that last video, Cass. You know, every time you post a video, I cringe upon opening it, and this time you've gone too far.
Why?
Yeah, a whole video of the mentally retarded, especially Down syndrome kids. Dude, I'm terrified of the mentally retarded.
Some people are afraid of clowns, others afraid of Downsies. I could see that, though. They are kind of frightening looking.
And you posted a whole video of those cross-eyed, sweaty forehead, off-balance, can't-fucking-talk-right, tardwater motherfuckers.
I can't help it.
I hate
you. And it wasn't all Down syndrome kids. There were some fatties and that foreign Cheryl Murkowski. That was good, too, and some other stuff. But yes, it was pretty heavy with the Downs. Up with Downs! Is this someone calling in taking a shit? That sounds too good to be real. Very good. Whoever that was, good job. A++.
Hello, Tim Drunken Negro Face Henson. This is the
Drunken
Monkey Community.
Negro Face Cookies.
Calling. Join us or you will perish in the monkey future.
Who is this?
The Monkey Community calling. Join us or you will perish in the monkey future.
Right, let's just end it with the community's calling in. Kay, thanks. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Thank God. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You said your fans didn't hurt, man. Somebody be up in your butt.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Better yet, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. I should have a bonus episode for you tomorrow. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Had a lot of fun. We'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Dun 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 dun!